Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Finding investment capital has long been a struggle for entrepreneurs, especially in our small state of South Carolina. However, our next guest says that many small businesses may not be aware of an obscure new rule from the Securities and Exchange Commission that can be used to raise money without a lot of the normal red tape. Greg Finch is a patent attorney with Finch Paulino in Charleston, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Greg, welcome.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about this rule.
Yeah, so this rule is called the Intrastate Crowdfunding Exemption at the Securities and Exchange Commission level. It's referred to as Rule 147, and basically what the rule says is for companies that exist in a state that are looking to raise investment capital from residents of that state, the Securities and Exchange Commission has said, okay, we're going to give states the rights to regulate that transaction. And so in South Carolina, the rule is called the South Carolina Intrastate Crowdfunding Exemption, and that's codified in Rule 13-206. And basically what that provides is companies organized in South Carolina that have their principal place of business in South Carolina, as well as their management, can raise up to $1 million from South Carolina residents, both accredited and non-accredited investors, as long as the non-accredited investors invest no more than $5,000 in a single offering. It's really relaxed the ability for South Carolina companies to be able to raise funds from a broader swath of residents in South Carolina and really make the compliance process a lot more streamlined and approachable than it has been in prior years.
A high net worth is not required?
Correct. If a company in South Carolina is relying on the South Carolina crowdfunding exemption, they can raise from both high net worth and regular people. Unaccredited investors cannot invest more than $5,000 in any particular offering.
Has this sort of come about because of all the online crowdfunding sites that have sprung up over the past several years?
That certainly was the impetus for a lot of this. You know, the Jobs Act in 2012 really spurred this online equity crowdfunding revolution.
Do you know of some examples where a company has used this successfully?
I know of a number of small companies that have used it, and I think it's really better suited for smaller companies, given that it has a $1 million offering cap. But yeah, it's really made it a lot easier for companies to, you know, not only solicit equity investment, but raise debt, be able to finance operations from local people, even their customers.
Are there any advertising or marketing restrictions when somebody is out there trying to raise money this way?
There are. You cannot market the offering in a way where somebody from out of the state can view the offering online. So it does create some logistic issues in terms of being able to market the offering. It's required that the company gather documentary evidence that the investor is a South Carolina resident before they can make an offer, including sharing offering information with that individual.
So it sounds like it's going to be pretty much restricted to snail mail and in-person presentations.
I've actually been working on a site to help streamline the process of marketing these offerings. There's nothing that under the rule per se restricts offerings from being marketed online. The only restriction is that they cannot be generally marketed in a way where somebody from out of the state can view it.
So is this getting to be a business model then for, I guess, maybe law firms in the state to look to help small companies by creating resources for companies to do, and then I guess charging a fee, or are attorneys allowed to take a piece of the action?
Only broker-dealers are allowed to, quote, take a piece of the action. You have to be SEC registered to derive any sort of transaction-based compensation. But of course, attorneys can charge for their assistance in compliance. But these types of sites are not completely new. At least I can think of a couple in Georgia that sprouted up a couple of years back to enable companies to market their offering in a compliant way.
So South Carolina has some models from some other states to go by?
Correct.
These other states have been successful with this so far.
They have, yeah. And Georgia's actually was kind of a pioneer in the space, and there were some attorneys from Georgia that helped actually lobby for Rule 147 to get that adopted at the federal level.
Well, Greg, great information. Thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Greg Finch is a patent attorney with Finch Paulino in Charleston, South Carolina. And we will have a link to his firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.